Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Her Daily Drive, a podcast series designed to inspire women to find their daily drive in Jesus. Hear a range of testimonies and conversations with women of all ages about their journey, the struggles and the triumphs. I'm your host, Sarah, and I hope today's episode encourages you. Let's get started. Well, welcome back to another episode, everyone. Today with me, I have Susanna Dobbin, not really with me over Zoom, but that still counts, I think. Susanna is married to Nick. How long have you been married for, Susanna?
10 years this year, actually.
I should have known that because we were very similar. We've just had our 10 years. And she has two beautiful kids, Pearl and Jaira, both under 3.5, so very, very busy, but is an artist and designer and has her online store, Susanna April, and is going to talk to us today about something very exciting and close to my heart, which is like, how the heck do we balance motherhood and business and just all the crazy things in this season of little kids and dreams? And so welcome, Susanna. It's good to have you with us.
So good to be here, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
If you could have three go-to essentials that you've been loving lately, what would they be?
Recently climbed a mountain with my little family, and we are going to keep doing that, which loving that. I'm an artist, so I'm just always painting and creating. That's like a go-to for me all the time. And I'm also reading the book How to Pray by Pete Gregg, and I'm really loving it.
Can you tell us about your journey so far?
I have been an artist and a graphic designer for many years, and I've been creative, all kinds of things. I really loved, back in 2018, I was painting all the time and really loved that journey. My husband and I went on this epic like world trip and spent all this time in houses of prayer. And yeah, it was so good. And out of that season, it really just was a catalyst for a lot of creativity in my life. Flash forward to having kids, and that really kind of impacted my creative journey a lot. So I had a really big break and I just had to like get back on track eventually on, you know, how to juggle mum life and how to do creativity. And I think like over my journey, God has been so faithful. And yeah, I think like prayer and worship has been super key in my journey. And so it's just as an encouragement that, yeah, God is with us in all seasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my journey in a really short little spiel.
Yeah, great. I love it. Susanna, what topic will you be discussing with us today?
Yeah, so I'm going to be chatting about navigating, holding, and actioning our dreams in the slowness of motherhood journey. And so, yeah, when I'm talking about dreams, I'm not necessarily talking about like living out the Aussie dream or making a lot of money. Like I'm talking about God dreams that he's put inside of us that are like core to who we are and our identity and what he's created us to do. So yeah, I just want to chat about that and juggling it all.
That's amazing. I especially love, because I feel like I wasn't on social media for a year, but when I was on social media, I remember following you and Susanna April's page. And I was like, I just feel like no matter what you do it for God, but you also really inspire and encourage other people to do it for God as well, like whatever they're called to do. And that's what I really love about just who you are as well. Just a little side note. Why do you reckon it's such an important topic in today's society, especially for, you know, mothers?
I think that there's like a huge paradox of expectations around motherhood in our culture, like live out your dreams, but also stay at home and be present with your kids. And it's just like this hard balance. Hey, and I think it's really important to validate that like both are important to God, and it's not his heart for us to lose ourselves and our dreams, but it's also his heart for us to be present with our kids and also like sow into them and disciple them too. I guess before I say any more about this, I just want to say that like it's not the same for every mum. Like every young mum is different. And I have so many friends that like probably haven't even thought about or cared about their, you know, big ideas in life for years. And they don't necessarily feel the need to look outside their homes and their kids. And that's totally fine. It's not like about having a side hustle or running a ministry or doing all the things. It's not about that. I think it's actually about like, regardless of what you're doing and the season that you're in, that you're open to hearing God's voice in your life and in your season, and about letting him guide you. And I think we just majorly cut our story short when we shut down on listening, because it might be too hard or it might not be the right season without actually asking him. Like, I think we do it all the time. Yeah. We don't ask. And so I just think it's really important to just ask and be aware and be open, because who knows what's on the other side of your yes. So
yeah, 100%. And like you said, there are people who are very happy not really thinking about this, but there are actually probably a lot of people as well who are really struggling with this and working out, okay, how do I do this? You know, navigating motherhood and my dreams and all of that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a very critical topic in today's society. What has been your experience with this?
Being a really little kid, I just had so many dreams, like God dreams, just from a young age. I just had so many ideas all the time of all the things I wanted to do. Like when I was 15, I was going to Africa and I was like starting an orphanage, which I'm not sure if it was a God dream, but who knows? I may do that at some point in my life still. One of the biggest one though has been creativity and just the outworking of that in my life. And so coming into motherhood is combined with moving house, and COVID and isolation, lockdowns. It was just like a quadruple whammy to my creativity. Mm-hmm. And I really lost motivation to create. And creativity has always been something I've dreamed with God about. Like I always had lots of big ideas and yeah, I just wanted to do it for him, for his glory and to impact people's hearts and lives and influence in a way that brings him glory. I also stepped back from doing any ministry at church. And I just really struggled with feeling deeply purposeless. Like even in your season, like being a pastor's wife too, we can understand and relate like how hard it is sometimes when we're stuck at home and our husbands are out working. And so shout out to all the pastor's wives out there.
Yeah. Honestly, I keep thinking I should do another season one day that's like motherhood and then like pastor's wives. Yes. It's very like narrow audience though. But
yes, totally. So yeah, for me, it was creativity. And that was the big dream that I had always had in my heart. And also prayer and worship, but it kind of all goes alongside all of that, but it requires so much energy. And so in this season, I just I didn't have anything left and it was a real grieving time. A part of me was like, I'm just not going to ever paint again. And this is actually after being quite successful. In 2018, I was painting all the time, sold lots of art. Didn't make heaps of money, but like I had a broad audience and I felt like I was really living out what he'd called me to do and being really like for him, for his glory, focused on what he wanted. And so it was a bit of a surprise that I came into this season. So yeah, it was about 2 years and I was pregnant with my son Jaira and I was in the pits. I was in the absolute pits. It was not the best time for me. I was at a conference and somebody came and gave me this beautiful prophetic word, this just a word of encouragement from God. And it was just really simple. And it was just, God is saying it's time to dream again. Mm. And I was like, it just hit me. And you know, it's a word from God when it hits you, because it's not like just something that just kind of glazes over like, oh yeah, that's nice and encouraging. Like it spoke to my history with him. It spoke to the things that he had already been saying to me. And at the time I couldn't really see how it would happen. Like I was super pregnant in a dark place, but like I held on to that word and I said, okay, Lord, like you've said this to me before, like here it is again. I'm bringing it to you and I'm just going to believe that somehow you're going to make this happen. So I went back to my journals from the years before and just started to read and just reflect on all that he had said to me in the past. And oh, I just can't tell you how important it is to write down what God says to you. Like Yes. It's just, it helps. It helps so much when you're in these seasons of feeling like you're not sure who you are and you can't look outside of your small little bubble. So, yeah. And he said to me, there is no fear in my love. So why would you fear the future? Why would you not embrace it wholeheartedly and believe my best for you? The word from the conference, that word was from 2018, the word from the conference about God saying that it was time to dream again, it just all was awakened in me. Like, why would I fear the future? Why would I not believe that God has the best thing for me? And so I think in that time, I realized that the truth was already embedded in my heart. It reminded me that I don't hold the blueprint, God does, you know, and I'm majorly cutting his option short by not dreaming, by not listening. And so I wasn't really sure how to start. I just kind of like left it there for a little bit because I was having a baby, you know, giving birth, all that stuff. but a couple months after my son was born, I just woke up one morning and we named our son Jaira, which means God provides. It's just like totally what he did in so many ways and will continue to do. And I just woke up one day and I was like, I'm going to get creative again. I'm going to paint today. And I just started to create. I just started to paint. And it was like it just poured out of me like I just had all these ideas all of a sudden. I had energy. I was staying up to like 11 p.m. at night, like even though I was waking up.
That's like definitely God energy.
It was supernatural. I just, yeah. I don't, Yeah, it was supernatural. And in that time as well, I had someone contact me about this really big epic collaboration that I was just so shocked by, because I had never even thought, you know, and I hadn't even really been painting or doing anything. I hadn't been active on social media in so long. And I was so shocked, because it just proved to me like how small I had been dreaming, because God just dropped this epic dream in my lap that I didn't even know that I wanted. And it wasn't so much about the dream itself. It was about him reminding me of my purpose, which was to love him and be loved by him. And it just reminded me how seen and known and loved I am by him. It actually really helped me, one, recenter on my purpose, but two, be a better mum, because I could focus on my kids, because I wasn't trying to find all my purpose in serving them. It was a bit more like balanced. And so it really helped me be present with them. And then I could have my time where I was dreaming with God and also dreaming for them too. It actually helped me awaken my dreams for them that God has placed in my heart to pray over their lives as well. So cool, because we all need to do that as mothers, like to pray and dream over our kids. Hey,
100%.
Yeah, I know it's not like this for everyone. No, everybody has like this download of ideas and dreams. Like, this is just my way that I operate with God. I think for me, I had believed a bit of a lie that I couldn't carry my dreams and act on them as a mum in this season, and that I just had to put everything on pause. But really, like, God gave me, I guess, a bit of a blueprint for something I could do in my season. You know, it's rather than focusing on the big, big picture, he just gave me something that I could do. And yeah, I could do creativity while my kids napped. I could stay up a little bit later if I felt like it, and I could work on my business if I felt like it. Like, it was just this ability to think outside the box and not to be so limited by my season, because it is a very limiting season if we can't think outside what it could look like, you know.
It takes a lot of inspiration and courage to actually say, I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to just, sit and watch Netflix, or I'm not going to just, let life pass you by, or just continue to clean the house. Well, that's what I kind of get stuck to as well sometimes. So I'm like, Sarah, you probably, you've been wanting to read this book for ages. Just don't watch that show. And I know you're tired, but just read it. Could you be better off for it? And so in times where you kind of were feeling like it was hard, how do you remain encouraged and inspired? So I can imagine there were days where you were like, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. It's going back to that history with God. It's journaling. It's spending time with him. It's getting recentered often. Like, what is he saying? What is he doing? What can I ground myself on? I think that's really important, because that like kind of steers everything, right? It steers our mindset, our heart, our emotions. Like, if we know this is what our purpose is, like for me, it's to be like to love and to be loved by him. And so everything kind of comes under that banner. A lot of good music, like just being like filling my heart and my mind with truth all the time. Yeah. So I think sometimes it's still hard. You know, sometimes you choose the lesser thing. Sometimes you just are like, oh, stuff it. I don't want to be encouraged today. I want to binge that crappy show. Like, everyone does it, you know, but there is a truth in calling yourself higher. Like, nobody else can do it. Only you can in that way. Nobody else can do the thing that God has made for you to do. I think it's like not letting fear of missing out motivate you, but rather the intention of walking in the promises of God motivate you.
Susanna, what do you reckon the Bible has to say about this topic?
I reckon that there are actually a few really good verses. Obviously, the keynote, Jeremiah 29:11, you kind of can't talk about dreams without talking about Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I just love that part about seeking him. Oh, so good, because that's like where the gold is. And also Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Like, I just love that, because it just puts the responsibility back on God. You know, like, we can take action and plans. And also Proverbs, where it says like a man, you know, plans in his heart, but it's the Lord who directs his steps. I just love that, because we can just trust the Lord to make it happen in many ways. So,
before we finish today, although I wish we could just talk forever, honestly, do you have any final words of encouragement for our listeners?
Yeah, I just want to encourage you that regardless of your season, just dream with God. Mm-hmm. Push yourself to dream with him. Ask him questions and expect replies. Expect him to speak to you. Journal, like, go for a walk in nature. Whatever it is that connects you with his heart, just do that, because he will give you the energy to push past the fear and push past the mundane and push past the slowness of the season, and action, like put action to the dreams that he's placed in your heart. Like, it's going to be him that gives it. It's supernatural. It's supernatural for me in every way. I lean on him all the time. If you have a dream from God that maybe you've let go or given up on, this is an encouragement that he hasn't given up on your dream, even when you feel like you have. He's the ultimate plan maker. He is the season definer. He is the motivator. He is the energy giver, the life sustainer, and he's the best parent ever. Like, I think we forget that. He has raised billions of children. Like, he knows. He knows how to raise our kids. And so he is like the one that we need to go to for download and inspiration, and when we're feeling stuck with our screaming toddler, like, he is the one that knows. And today, if you feel an inkling that he wants you to revisit some of those dreams, then just do it. Just ask him. Don't stress about how it's going to happen. Just let him lead. It's the best way. And especially if this is you and you're a mom and you want to be creative, especially creativity is something that God's put on your heart, just shoot me a DM on Insta. I'd love to chat with you or send you a voice message prayer just to encourage you today, because this is something that's really close to my heart. So, yeah.
I was going to say, I'll link at Susanna April, or not link it, but I'll put the correct spelling and things in the bio down below. So thanks. In the description down below. Thanks so much for spending time. I know we're both like, we didn't really realize this tonight. We both kind of like, you know, scrambled in after putting kids to bed on a solo night of parenting together. And I feel like, you know, I pray this is going to bless a lot of women out there to start their dreams and to realize that they can actually do it and that God is calling them to start dreams. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I don't know about you, but I always leave feeling challenged, inspired, and encouraged to continue seeking a deeper relationship with Jesus. For notifications on future episodes, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful week.